You're talking about my Good evening. I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. If I please ask you turn off all your cell phones, any other devices that might make noise. If you need to have a conversation with your neighbor, if you wouldn't mind stepping out to the lobby so that we don't disturb our speakers. During the meeting, I will read the item into the record. We'll ask the applicant to ask the applicant to come forward, give us your name and address for the record, tell us what it is that you'd like to do. We'll then open it to the public, who also need to give their name and address for the record. You may make any comments or ask questions. Once we close it to the public and open it to the board, the public may not speak again on that particular item. Can I get a...
I saw that.
I just got off the plane.
I'm a helper today.
I was going to say something.
Could you all join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that all members are in attendance. And staff introductions down here at the end.
I'm Steve DeMera from the Clark County Conference of Planning Department.
Okay, during the meeting we have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anyone have any comments before we start the meeting? Seeing none, I will close it to the public. Can I get approval of the minutes for September 10th, 2024?
Can I make a motion to approve the minutes for September 10th, 2024?
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for September 10th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for September 24th, 2024.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, September 24th, 2024, with the following change. Item number one has been withdrawn. Request to withdraw a waiver, development standards without prejudice. Other than that, no other changes, make a motion to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this evening's agenda with item number one, WS240467, Sunrise 96 LLC, will not be heard this evening. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So if you are here for that item, which is on Eastern and Rochelle for a multifamily residential development, that will not be heard. And there's no submittal for another date. You're welcome to stay for the meeting or you're welcome to leave if that was the item you were concerned about. Okay, informational items for discussion. There are applications available until November 14th at 5:30 for appointments by the Clark County Board of Commissioners to serve on this board, the Paradise Town Board, for a two-year term beginning January 2025. You can also contact Blanca with Commissioner Gibson's office if you have questions about that.
I have the application if you need one.
There's the application. And we also have a presentation this evening from, Consulting and the Regional Transportation Commission on the Maryland Parkway Project.
Thank you.
Would you mind using? And if you wouldn't mind using the microphones, because we are recording, we want to make sure we can hear you.
Just use this microphone.
Yep. Just give us your name, please.
Okay. My name is Bridge Galati.
I work for the RTC. And thank you so much for giving me the time. I just want to give an overview of one of the projects that's really critical to the agency and to the community overall. Maryland Parkway Bus Rapid Transit. I've got some extra sheets here if you'd like to take in with you. I'll just leave them here. So I'll begin with, quick background. Maryland Parkway is a critical corridor for this valley. And why is that? Because there are 63 residents that live along this corridor, supports over 109,000 jobs, carries about 35,000 vehicles on a daily basis, and our buses, which is Route 109, carries roughly over 9,000 people on a daily basis. What are we doing with this facility and why? Like I said, it serves a lot of major stakeholders. Starts on the south at South Strip Transit Terminal, that's at Sunset and Gillespie. Goes to the airport environment, Terry International Airport, serves the UNLV, Boulevard Mall, Sunrise Hospital. Currently, the route stops at our Bonneville Transit Center facility at Bonneville and Grand Central, Casino Center. What we're going to do with this project is extend this route from Bonneville Transit Center into the medical district as well. So it will connect both the main campus for UNLV and the medical district within downtown Las Vegas. The estimated cost for this project is $378 million. Roughly 60% of that cost is federalized, and the rest of it is through local funds. The route, as I mentioned, is 12 and a half miles, starts at South Strip Transit Terminal and goes into Las Vegas Medical District. Economic impact for this project is going to create 1,100 local jobs, roughly $33 million of the total $378 million is going to go towards small and diverse businesses. 15 hydrogen fuel cell buses. Currently, we run CNG buses on our routes, but on this project, we'll introduce the hydrogen fuel cell electric buses, no pollution. We'll also construct 42 stations, or what we call shelters, along the route. Some of the other project improvements, turn this page. Obviously, the project improvements are going to be not just for the transit riders, but all road users, namely pedestrians, people in mobility devices, bicyclists, and motorists. So starting in the middle of the lane, we'll create median where there are none currently. There's two-way left turn lanes. So putting the median will increase safety for the traveling public. We'll introduce new landscape within that median with all brand new pavement. We'll widen the sidewalk from 5 feet to 10 feet. That'll give ample space for pedestrians to walk, and also create a bus bike lane. Take the third lane in each direction. There are currently three travel lanes. Take the shorter lane, convert that into bus bike lanes. Cars will be able to use the lanes, except they won't be driving through, similar to what we've done on Sahara and Flamingo. The cars will be able to make right turns into the businesses and come out of the businesses using that lane. The project elements, as summarized, will work on the signals all along the corridor. And create additional right-turn lanes where right-of-way is available. City of Las Vegas, Clark County are the partners. with us. We don't own the right of way. We work with the agencies to help facilitate movement and improve mobility for citizens. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Anyone have any comments or questions?
I have a question just to clarify. So
sure.
You have, I think, 6 lanes of traffic on Maryland Parkway.
That's right.
You're going to reduce them to 4.
They're going to stay
for
6
autos,
lanes.
For automobile?
So the through movement is going to be limited to the 4 lanes, yes.
The 4 lanes from 6.
Yes. So in today's current time, the right turn shoulder lane is, majority of cars use them for turning right into the businesses and turning right onto the main thoroughfare. That's not going to change. We're going to maintain
that.
They'll
still be able to make their turns, obviously.
That is correct.
Yeah. But you're going to reduce the travel lanes to 4 from 6.
That is correct. For food movements.
And they do use those travel lanes, because I'm on that street at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Correct.
That'll be interesting. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like some sheets? Or
yes.
I'll leave a few there for you. Thank you so much.
Okay, our other announcement is Commissioner Michael Knapp is holding an event, Podcastic Connections. It's going to be Sunday, October 13th from 9 to 11 to join with local shelters and learn about rescues and different opportunities for fostering. So if you're interested in that, there's some flyers up here. Please go ahead and take one. Okay, we'll move into planning and zoning. So item number 1 was a hold. Item number 2 is WS240470, Penn SEN Holdings, Inc., waivers of development standards for the following: 1, eliminate street landscaping, and 2, full off-site improvements for a proposed single-family residential subdivision on 1.27 acres in an RS20 residential single-family 20 zone, generally located on the east side of Annie Oakley Drive, 440 feet north of Russell Road within Paradise. Is it possible that we can, that you could turn it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, there you go.
My name is Jim Yancey, 2844 East Viking Road. I'm representing the applicant. Relatively straightforward. We had 2 requests to waive development standards that were conditioned as part of a parcel map. I'm not sure if you can switch to the aerial photo.
Split the camera.
Thank you. So this is the parcel in question. We're requesting 2 waivers. One is to waive the landscape requirements along the right-of-way. It's supported by staff. It's consistent to not have landscaping there with all of the residential areas within the area of this particular project. So we agree with staff's recommendations on that particular waiver. The second waiver was to install full half-street improvements for that particular parcel. That would be inconsistent with the existing conditions of all the residential homes there. We would obviously match what everyone else is doing, but to throw in curb, gutter, everything else for just 100 feet of right-of-way in that area would just be inconsistent, so we request a waiver on half-street improvements as well.
So anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Would you please come forward, give your name and address? Would you hand him the mic, please?
Hello, my name is Tim Arnold, ARNOLD. I own this property here and this property here. I am not opposed to two parcels on a 1 1/4 acre lot. That's consistent with the surrounding uses. You can see here's one here, here's one here. I'm more worried about a higher density, and I'm especially worried about non-owner occupied housing or multiple resident apartment housing. This project looks to me exactly like all the surrounding properties. And as far as waiving the off-site improvements, curbs and gutters along here really makes no sense, considering that none of the other properties have curbs and gutters, and it may actually make a traffic hazard to suddenly have curbs and gutters sticking out on a two-lane track of asphalt that doesn't have them. Also, keep in mind that Annie Oakley is a through street. My street here, Gateway, is not a through street. There's a lot of traffic on here, and at night sometimes it gets very loud. On my road, it's only a block long, so we don't get much traffic. I would think that on a dark, unlighted street, one section of curb and gutter would be completely out of place. So I have no problem with that. I also don't have a problem with not putting in landscaping along here, because that's an internal driveway, it doesn't face the street. And looking at your plans here, I see that the driveway would only service parcel 2 to the rear. So I don't really have a problem with the request. I am, however, concerned about the immediate condition of the property. You can see here that there's an immense amount of dead and partially live shrubbery that's completely out of control. It's about 20, 25 feet high. I've requested public response to tell them to clean it up, but unfortunately, because the vegetation is live, they can't tell them to do that. Meanwhile, the minute the recent rains stop, it's going to go back to being dead and be a fire hazard again. It would actually make the situation of our common wall here that we're going to share improve if they could put two houses in there, because then I'm not going to have 20, 30 foot tall bushes threatening to burn down everything on my property. I have one more concern, and this is probably more to do with the building department and the eventual design of the houses that go on the property. There's an immense slope from here to here, and there's going to be drainage issues that will affect my building here and my lot here. So I would like everyone to be aware that during a strong rain there's going to be a river, and I need to know where the river is going to go. Other than that, I guess that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
That's what it looks like to me. Ask the man.
Two houses, correct?
I have no idea. It's zoned RS20, and there's two parcels. But they have not submitted any kind of site plan or any of that. That will be another submittal, and then you can discuss it then.
Joe Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E. I live. Right here. And two houses? Okay. More than two houses? Absolutely not. And as Tim said, drainage is a real problem. Do they have to elevate it so that everything drains to Annie Oakley? Because water comes down our driveway, our entrance, and definitely when it rains heavy, it's a problem. So two houses, no problem. More than that, absolutely no. And the other question I have is, where are the rabbits going to live that we currently feed? Anyway, thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'm going to close to the public, open it to the board. That's all right. I didn't, when you went that way, not this way, I thought you were leaving.
She thought I was leaving. My name is Sandra Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R. I don't know.
Can we get your address, Ms. Barber?
4242 Kenobi.
Thank you.
I agree there can't, should not be more than two homes. I came to a meeting involving a subdivision on the corner of Lamb and Russell, and we voted it down. And 9 months later, I never got another postcard or anything. They're doing construction. So I don't know if it just was quite frustrating that we got a notice to give our opinion, but we didn't get a notice to say, oh, we're going to... So I don't know. Do they follow up with any of
this? Well, what the purpose of the card is to let you know the application is coming forward. And you come to the town board meeting. That's when you first learn about it. We give our opinion that goes to either planning or the county commissioner. Then you have the opportunity to go to those meetings, and that's where they are voted on as a final decision. You can, if you don't go to the meetings, then the way of getting notice is to just follow it, that application online. There's not another card that goes on.
Oh.
I do know that one on Russell and Lamb, because I live on Lamb there too, that we, as a board, did approve it to go forward and positively. So I don't know if it got it. So it must not have got voted down on the second step.
No, it's, I guess not.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
But they're doing a good job on the home, so I think they'll be fine.
I figured they were going to try and squeeze in a bunch of those little homes.
Nope. They're very 3,000 square feet and above.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else like to speak? Okay, see no one. I'm going to close to the public, open it to the board. Everyone seems to be concerned about the two houses, and I think in the justification letter that was submitted with the application, it states that while they are not going to develop until in the future, that they will be two lots to develop two single-family residences. So they made it clear, and that's their intent in justifying it. And that's what planning, I believe, makes their opinions on, is based on what the justification letter is, part of it. So it looks like that's what their intent is to put two homes there. I can agree with the landscape and the off-sites. There's nothing, you know, Antioch is in serious need of some improvement. The needs to be repaved, but if the county decides to do the off-sites, they should do it. Then, right now, it doesn't make sense to have just one landowner do a little sidewalk in front of their house and nowhere else. So I can agree with that. Anybody else?
No, the public works would indicate that there could be something like that in the future, in their if-approved conditions. But I don't have a problem.
And when they do, when they get to public works, they will, you know, consider your drainage that you're concerned about. They do have to go through all those steps. This is just the very first step in saying, yeah, we can put two parcels there, not, or two homes there, not just one. Okay. All right, if nobody else has anything, I will approve this application subject to the if approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh.
That's a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. On favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And for those in the public, the conditions we improve, they have to start within 2 years. So it can't go on forever. Okay. General business. Review our previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding requests for the next fiscal year. Blanca?
Okay. I apologize because the last meeting I told you I was going to bring a map. I have the map. It's in my other office in downtown. It shows the grade level for all the streets in the east, southeast area of town, so you can kind of understand a little bit better of, you know, you can look at the map, see where your street is, see what it's graded, and see if it's maybe ranked higher or lower than other streets in your neighborhood. I have the map. I will make sure to bring that with me in 2 weeks. I just have to put it here in this office so you guys can see it. So a recap from last week, we did start a list of items that you would like the county to consider as part of their 25-26 budget. And I can go over them now. Those items include a new street light and replace street lights on Flamingo, Richmond, Easter, and 95. New street lights or replace street lights on Edison and Twain between Sand Hill and Pecos. New paving on Sand Hill between Sunset and DI. Traffic light on Sand Hill and Twain. And with a clarification, there has been previous traffic studies. However, the Paradise Town Board would like to request again. So at this moment, we've got 4 items on the budget request list. Are there any additional items?
On Sand Hill, I'd like to change that to from Carmen to Desert Inn. From Carmen to Desert Inn.
Between Carmen and Desert Inn,
yes.
Not Sunset.
Right.
Okay.
Because they have done the...
Okay, we'll change that.
And we still have Annie Oakley on there, right? From Sunset to, I believe it's Hacienda.
We don't. But they made that notation of the last budget
item.
So
budget.
We can add it back to this one.
Yes.
Okay. Annie Oakley.
Some off sites would be nice too, because there aren't any.
From where to where?
From Sunset to Hacienda.
Sunset.
The reason it's important is that has become a major thoroughfare now, and with Tamiyasu School there, there's kids walking, they have no sidewalks.
So you don't want to see, you want to see paving, curb and gutter?
Paving, there's big old potholes everywhere.
Paving, and then do you want new curb and gutter?
Yeah, because there's none now.
Okay.
There's
and
none
then
now.
Curb and gutter. Okay. Back of that might be part of the Safe Streets initiative, just like you've seen on Harmon, all the new curb and gutter going in and sidewalks,
mm-hmm.
all part of the Safe Streets initiative. So the county is looking in areas that don't have current curb gutter and sidewalks, and they are adding them. So we can check to see if that's not on the list, and they'll let us know, and I'll give a report back in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, on the street lights that you mentioned. Now, is that part of...
Street lights or traffic lights?
Street lights,
okay.
That was up on Edison, I think.
Yes. So, new street lights.
Is that part of the... Those are out because of the ceiling of the bar. So, is that already taken care of?
So, I have to find out. So, I think that one got turned in because these were dim.
Well, that they are.
Yeah,
so
that's why
street lights in that whole development right there, again. So it's not just Edison.
Okay, so if it's stolen streetlights, we don't want to include that in a budget
right.
item. That is a replacement kind of funding they have. So I can check to see if they're out, we can check to see if it's a copper situation and they can just try to replace
right.
them when they can. But for this purpose, my understanding was all the lights are pretty dim and so they just need to like upgrade
them.
That's
a whole development right there. So that includes Edison, that includes Cherokee.
Okay, so we'll keep them on the budget for now,
yeah.
And then I'll check to see if there are any, if the lights are off, if it's a copper situation.
The thing with the traffic light at Twain and Sand Hill,
mm-hmm.
I know they've done past studies on it, but the traffic has increased. There have been multiple accidents, even recently, and serious ones, with car parts all over the intersection. So that really needs to be looked at. I know they've looked at it before, but it really has increased since the school has basically been rotated around, you know, because it used to be down the street, now it's up on the corner.
Yeah. Well, I can ask that when they review this, they take a look at the traffic accident counts in that area as well.
They need to.
Okay, not just the, not just the traffic study.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other items?
Just sort of a quick question with this budget. I'm already with the code enforcement, adding more money to the budget. Because
yes.
Can we do?
We did. We added more.
I know. Can we do?
Officers.
I know.
More.
I'm still getting all my neighbors still getting the same excuse. You're shorthanded.
More code enforcement officers. Okay.
I've seen a bit of improvement, but
yeah.
Kind of on the more enforcement.
We'll add that as well. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
All right. Our next section is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Would anyone like to speak? Please come forward, give us your name and address.
Yes, good evening, everyone. My name is Stephen Vaden, V-A-D-E-N, 5275 Somerset Drive. I come today to ask for perhaps some help or a little hand-holding. First time meeting, so I apologize, but I think I understood, Susan, that you're on Lamb and Russell, so my house backs up to Lamb as well at Hacienda, and nightly we have drag racers and donut dummies every single night, and it's gotten to be such a problem that they are now losing control, breaking into, crashing into everybody's brick walls. We've had, I think, 3 deaths now on that particular street. And so I really come before you guys to ask for some help and what we might be able to do to better that street and not allow, you know, a quarter mile stretch of road for somebody with a high performance car and 150, maybe 200 foot open space for donuts every single night. And I have a 2-year-old daughter. My worst fear is that they are going to bust through my back wall while we're out playing. It's happened to my next door neighbor. You guys know, you're shaking your head. You know this has been ongoing for years and years and years now. We're all just tired of it. All of us on Lamb and Hacienda, Lamb and Reno, we're tired. And we really would like some help from whomever can offer.
Blanca is the liaison. She's step one. But Blanca, this area is, so I'm on Russell on the other side of Lamb. Lamb would have gone all the way through, but it got dead-ended because of the 95. And they left a huge, street.
Yes.
Strip.
It's like
I
a
mean,
strip.
It's a perfect quarter mile.
It is so...
It's a racetrack. Just
so wide. And the county went in, at first they tried alternating stop signs. So you used to have to stop on the Hacienda and Reno, but then they changed it to stop on Lamb, thinking that would do something. It didn't. So then they went and put medians all down the center of it. But the street is just so, that portion of Lamb is so wide. I think it was potentially going to be part of the freeway.
I think that was true. Yeah.
I can hear it from my house. I'm at the dead end of the opposite side of Lamb, and I can hear every night they're flying, racing, and I know that a lot of attention goes to the ones up in the northwest. But if your friends at Metro could send someone by, or?
So just so that I'm clear, we're talking north of Hacienda on land. That's where we represent.
No,
it's on the border of land and Hacienda.
So go north of Russell, all the way up.
And about what time?
Nightly. All hours of the night.
All hours.
Literally all hours, all daytime, nighttime, middle of the night.
So Metro has a new unit that all they do is the driver's seat. That's all they are.
We've called them multiple times. Probably 20 of my neighbors call them often.
This specific unit handles the driver's seat?
Well, no, but I mean, they have 911, 311.
So I'm happy to work with that this area.
Solution. I wonder though, because we've tried to call the Metro and they're always gone before they get there, and I get it. What would be my next perhaps step or hurdle to maybe get somebody to actually come out and visualize?
Well,
that
was the other thing I was gonna, Blanca, if the Public Works could look, because what another interesting thing about that section of land is the drainage. So if they're flying, I mean, they'll literally go airborne coming because they dip down. If I don't know if that would be suitable for speed bumps in the area.
So the county's not put speed bumps. Henderson does, City of Las Vegas does, but the county does not.
Well, if they could just go look, even if they just widen the median in the center, so it was a normal lane, because even with the median, it's still got to be at least four lanes wide on each side.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so Public Works might be another one to look at.
I didn't think to bring, visual aids, but I have tons of videos, and I think it really makes a statement. And you just see these guys spinning for a good 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, and then they're gone, and then, nothing.
One of the things I learned from a meeting we had with Metro recently is they like license plates. So if you can get license plates.
I'm working on a camera system that will catch those. So I'm an IT nerd, so I'll be able to provide that, I promise. Oh, yeah, you see how big that intersection is? It's just, and you can see that. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I didn't think you did, but
that is funny. And so not only the median, but maybe a roundabout in I don't know. I really don't know.
She's clean a roundabout.
Oh, really? Oh, goodness.
Why not?
I have three in my neighborhood, and I have two issues. Well, mine's in Henderson, not county, but it's divided. They go through the center of them. They run down my street, go on full force, and they don't realize it's there because I'm low lighting, I'm in a rural area, and they go through the center of them. We've had cars flip, we've had cars catch on fire. The maintenance of them is a bear because they don't have enough room. That might be a little different because they don't have enough room for the big trucks to go around them, so they just ruin them. So there's no reflectors, the beautiness of it. It doesn't do anything for your neighborhood to enhance it or to make it look better or to help with the situation in that location because it's just not going to stop them. I mean, they're going to find another area to do it anyways. But
well, that'd be great if they found another area, to be honest with you. I'm all for that.
They need to stop them and for their safety and for the neighborhood safety. And the cameras are the best way, like she's saying, with the license plates.
There's got to be some engineer out there that has an answer, and I just wanted to get this question in front of that person. So
she can get the Public Works person, the right person.
10-4. I appreciate your guys' time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Would either one of you, the rest of you, like to speak? Come on forward.
Hi,
Rex Combs, I live at 5239 Somerset Drive. My name is C-O-M-B-S. I'm here with right over here. I've sent, for the last 5 years, emails to every public servant, including the governor. And 2 years ago, when they tore up our land, Dennis Cedarberg, who at the time was the public works supervisor. Yeah, okay, well, the last person that just died 2 months ago at Lamb and El Hacienda, I sent him an email and I've never heard anything back. We have given the county several options, one which is a roundabout, four-way stop, speed bumps. Of course, I was told speed bumps are out of the question. But yet they're in other neighborhoods all around us. So why speed bumps wouldn't be allowed, I don't know. At least a four-way stop. Most of us are going to stop, the ones that abide by the laws. And those that don't, is what happened 2 months ago when a senior individual was killed because someone at Lexus was going 80 miles an hour up Hacienda. Okay? So you may think a roundabout doesn't work, but we talked in our neighborhood, and we think that properly designed, properly placed.
And that's the question. They have to have it properly
stop.
Designed. Yes.
And if some idiot hits it, well, then they get what they deserve. And
but
if they know that it's theirs, then they'll go somewhere else.
In that defense, my round, just to bring it to your attention, is the houses that sit on the roundabouts, they had to come out and put barriers because people don't slow down and they don't know how to use them. We're not there yet.
Right.
We're learning. Everybody, it's new to the area. So the problem is they go around these things at 45 and they don't make the turn. And they've ended up in my neighbor's house. So
they end up in our houses now.
I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm against, you know, right. In my area. And they might work for yours, so I'm not the engineer.
Right.
I just know where they put mine. They just weren't what we wanted for our neighbor. We wanted the four-way stop signs to slow the traffic down at the time.
Right.
Serene was a roller coaster road. Everybody used it for their kids to have fun, and everybody drove like 80 miles per hour. But when there's no way to stop because they're not paying attention and they're going from point A to B, they go right through the center of it.
Right.
Or they don't make the turn. And then they end up in my neighbor's house. So that's the only reason I disagree with it. But I'm not an engineer. I wouldn't say that it wouldn't work for the problem you're having. I'm not, as she knows, I'm not a supporter of them at all.
I mean, we've had people spinning darts, lose control, and go through the neighbor's yard. He's got a video of it.
Right.
Took out all his cactuses, his gravel, he just paid, his pavers, off one van that wasn't doing what he should have been doing. The neighbor went through his back wall. On the other corner went through that wall. When that young man was killed 2 months ago, they went through the other corner. So all four corners are hit on a daily basis. The other two deaths, the one in the white pickup that crashed and killed on Reno, he harassed me personally for 2 years when they were doing the construction on land. And if it wasn't for Las Vegas paving that were standing out there one evening, he came up in his pickup, started spinning donuts right in front of them, pelted them with gravel, rocks, dirt, and one of the supervisors finally videoed that individual in a white pickup. 2 years later, he's dead because that's what he was doing. Even with the median on land. Because when Dennis said that they were going to start off with those little yellow reflector, like half a ball thing, I told him, I said, that's not going to stop. It's not going to stop a four-lane road from drag racing. We're talking young girls doing it, spinning donuts, almost hit my gate, and stuff like that. So, not only are we looking, we're looking for not only enforcement, we're looking for a deterrent, a permanent one. And yeah, they're going to move somewhere else, but then they need to step up and do the same thing that we're trying to do, and that is speak up and find a solution to it. And there are solutions to it. You may not agree with the roundabout, but like I said, we talked to everybody on both streets, Hacienda, Somerset, and they've all agreed, speed bumps or a roundabout. And like I said, if someone hits a roundabout, then shame on them. Okay, that means that they shouldn't be driving in the first place. That's how I look at it. So, and I've driven in 42 different countries, and I've never had this problem in Africa, Egypt, the Middle East, and Europe. England with thousands of roundabouts, and I never once saw one car go shooting through and hit the roundabout. It's because of us here and our education, our training, and our experience when it comes to driving, what we allow them to get away with. And we're allowing them to drag race up and down Hacienda, cut across the land, and go down to Casey and Reno. We're allowing it. So as long as we keep allowing it, they're just going to keep on doing it. And when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you have to get up at 4 a.m. to go to work for a 10-hour shift, it gets very frustrating.
I can imagine.
Then, you know, so any help we're looking for. Like I said, we prefer something that's a permanent deterrent, but if the police can get involved, because they know how long they can spend before the cops show up. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
They're very smart with it, and there'll be groups of them standing on the corners, young kids filming while these guys are doing it. Thank God it hasn't been like on the west side where they shut down streets, but they've blocked cars from coming where they've had to stop on Hacienda and Lamb and wait for these E's to get done doing their thing.
Well, let's give Blanca a chance, see if she can make some phone calls and make things better for herself.
Blanca, do you have a car?
Thank you guys so much.
Yes,
you're welcome. Anybody else have anything to say? I'll close it to the public. Our next meeting is October 8th, 2024. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to
adjourn. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.